أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. In the surah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, when the kuffar wanted to make a peace treaty, a truce, that na'uzu billah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must worship their idols for 1 year, etc., and then they will worship Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Allah, the true Allah, for 1 year, with regard to all that, the various traditions that have come, Allah says, say to them, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Make it very clear and say to munkiro, O non-believers, those who disbelieve, listen to me very openly and clearly what I say. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. مَنَ هِي پُوچْتَا جِسْكُ تُمْ پُوچْتَ هُو. I do not worship that which you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Or na tum pujo jisko mai pujo, and you will know, you do not worship the him and here you do not worship what I worship. That is, you worship your idols, you do not worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I do not worship any idols or anything besides Allah ta'ala. And then again, this ayat appears outwardly that there is a repetition, but by the explanation given, we see that there is no repetition. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. Or na mujhko poojna hai uska jisko tum pooja. And it is not for me, and I will not worship that which you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ. Or na tumko poojna hai uska jisko main poojo. And you will not worship him, you will not worship that which I worship. So it appears that this ayats are repeated, that I will not worship what you worship, you do not worship what I worship. But by the explanation and the tafsir, we see it is not the case at all. The one explanation the ulama have given, that presently also I don't worship what you worship, and you also don't worship what I worship, and for the future also. So it isn't only, it isn't a repetition. It is saying that even in the future I won't worship what you worship, and you do not worship what I worship. And some ulama mufassirin have put the tense in the other way as well. Another explanation is, and that in the first set of these two ayahs, where the word ma has come, that is, yeah, the first it refers to my mausula, which is called a relative pronoun. That is the object of worship, Allah. That is, I don't worship what you worship, your idols. I don't worship your idols, and you don't worship my Allah. Even if you claim that you say you will worship Allah, but you worship him together with shirk also, and associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. And I can't do that at all. So you want me to do, that which I have to move away from Tawheed, that I must give up Tawheed. And you want to carry on with your shirk, that you say you'll worship my Allah, but you'll worship your idols also. And that is exactly what all these interfaith meetings are. They bluff us in such a way that they want us to do what they do, but they won't do what we do. And when we are on the truth, and they want to move us from the truth, how can we accept that? They don't want to move away from falsehood, but they want us to move away from the truth. That is not possible. And then in the next pair of ayahs, there the ma is what is called a masdariya, a verbal noun. That is, that the manner of object. The first was the object of worship, and here the manner of object. That their worship was that they would go around the Kaaba Sharif nakedly also, whistling and clapping hands. So our worship is not like that. Say to them, our worship is to praise Allah Ta'ala, to read the third kalima, to read the fourth kalima. That is our form of worship, and to be dressed modestly and to make Allah's worship with sharam and haya and modestly, not going around nakedly, whistling, clapping hands. What kind of a worship is that? Like many people today also, their worship is like dancing, or their worship is singing away all musical tones, etc. Then our worship is one of ibadat, of namaz, tilawat, zikr, sajda. That is where there is modesty in that worship. So the two types of worship also are completely different. Yeah, the important thing for us is that we have to understand that when we have got khair e kathir through Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tawheed, which is one of the greatest form of khair e kathir, that we don't associate partners with Allah in any way, and all our ibadat also, we try our utmost to do it 100% in conformity with the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No new things we bring in there, bid'at, etc., innovations. So this is a pure religion. So we must stick to that pure religion of ours. This is the important thing, that we must not incline towards their way of life in any way whatsoever. Whether it is in a religious form, that is all the bid'at and rusumat which easily creeps into a person. Or whether it is even in like dunya matters, like having birthday parties, having all their way of life, of sports and of holidays and all that, we have got a distinct way of life. So we must try and maintain our way of life and not incline at all to the ways of the non-believers. And everything we do must be according to the commandments of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we must not become mild towards their way of life. So this is the surat is a very great lesson. And for that reason, as mentioned, the surat is common in many namazes, nafal namazes, etc. It is sunnah to read it in the first rakat, and in the second rakat to declare our open declaration of tawheed, qul huwa Allahu ahad, that we will only worship Allah Ta'ala in all its forms, and we will not entertain the ways of the non-believers. This shows that Muslims are a distinct nation in everything, our dressing, our way of life, our thinking, our everything. This teaches us, and at many occasions we have to read this to remind us all the time that we have got a distinct way of life, and we must maintain that distinct way of life. Also, if we think that no non-Muslims keep sunnat beards like us, they might keep beards, but a fashion beard. They don't dress according to sunnat, according to us. But yet we will shave our beards how they shave. We will dress how they dress. We will do everything, our houses we will design how they design their houses. Almost everything we'll copy them, but they won't copy us in anything whatsoever. So it is the very opposite of what the surah is teaching us, that we must remain on our way and not copy their way of life in anything whatsoever. May Allah give us proper understanding, that iman, that strength of iman, that we lived our lives strictly according to the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana.